Welcome to the Carlo and Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin. Last program we spoke about something close to my heart, which is Central Districts Basketball Club. And this week we'd like to speak about something closer to your heart, Central Districts Footy Club. Now, I've been told that you're the official historian for Central Districts Football Club. Is that true?
Yes. Since the mid-90s or earlier, I've been racking my brains for the history of the club up to that point and got the gig because I seem to know most of the players in the history of the club.
And you've written a book?
I've written five books on Central District.
Two. This is why you're the brains of this outfit. Well, and I'm the brawn of the outfit.
Well, I don't want to go that far. I think that you can trump me on that issue several times, mate.
Well, Central District's Footy Club, I certainly grew up in this northern area, and I remember the old black duffel coat that I had with Johnny Duckworth on the back. I remember clearly him running down the wing at Central's at Elizabeth, taking out players. I used to love him. He was a big, strong man. And I sort of, as a junior, like to think I was similar to him. I remember many times coming out of the centre as a ruckman, picturing myself as Johnny Duckworth. But no premierships. But in the 2000s, all of a sudden, Central District's Footy Club started winning those premierships and made a big difference to our area. Something, I guess, coming up is a celebration of maybe the 2007 premiership team?
Yeah, 10-year reunion this year, and it was a fantastic year because it came after a successful period from 2000 to 2005. The club won five of six premierships, and then 2006 they made the grand final, but they weren't a shadow of their former selves. And then they did a real big recruiting aspect and got some Tasmanians like Ian Callanan and a few Victorians like Chad O'Sullivan and a few of the juniors that came through. And all of a sudden they were a powerful unit that only lost two games for the whole season.
And the grand final, what can you remember about that?
My memories of the grand final were that we got on top early, 5-2 in the first quarter, and then North only managed one goal in each of the final three quarters while we just pulled away and we basically dominated. And then the one thing that sticks in my mind is what happened right near the end of the game when, like a madman, James Gowans come charging out after Shane Schubert of North Adelaide and decked him in front of the umpire. And he got reported and there was just so much bad blood about it, and it just looked like it was going to be, you know, that he attacked someone for no reason. But then Mark Soderstrom from Channel 7 found some footage from behind the goals which showed an incident 30 seconds earlier where Schubert had decked James Gowan and he was actually looking for some retribution.
Well, this day and age, like that type of thing is probably still frowned upon, maybe a little bit different back in 2007. I've never met the Gowan brothers, but I certainly remember them being real characters, and even now when sometimes I hear them on radio and see them on TV, they certainly have some great stories to tell.
Well, when they talk about particular players and say there's no one like them, well, when you look at the Gowans, there's no one like them, twin brothers. They were fantastic. They really were.
And they really made a difference to, like, the success of the club, but also, I think, interest in the club, public interest, because of those two guys.
Absolutely. There is a book out on them. You should get one.
I look forward to reading it.
Okay, so I suppose let's look a little bit on the connection with this area, with the Boston Light and Gawler Football and Trinity College. There's quite a big connection.
Well, I know many, many years ago I did a bit of work at Central's. Ashley Ferner, who was the development officer there, we played footy together back. He was Elizabeth and I was Salisbury, so we sort of played against each other, but then we did a little bit of stuff together with association teams. Mm-hmm. And he invited me to come and do some conditioning work back in like the late 90s and early 2000s, and certainly worked with some of the juniors who were in that 2007. Like, I remember Richie Cochran, who was a great footy player and a great guy, always a hard worker, and the other one was Paul Thomas, who had the pleasure of working with at Trinity College as well.
Both of them, sons of guns. Jamie Thomas was Paul's dad, and Richie Cochran Sr. was little Richie's father.
I knew that. I'm a bit younger than you, Robert, but I certainly know those names and remember those connections. But those two guys, I remember clearly as being standout people. I mean, my role was really fitness and conditioning, as I said. But just watching them, their ability to train, the intensity, and just as leaders, like as young men, you could just tell that they were guys who were switched on and were going to go somewhere. And I really used to love working with them because they were the type of athletes you want to be around.
Both ended up being teachers and, of course, Paul here at Trinity College.
Well, Paul was at Trinity and he's moved on to other things now, development coach with the Crows.
Yep.
And that was an area, that's certainly an area he was always had an interest in being involved in coaching. So I know that's somewhere he wants to take further. And he would be obviously fabulous at that.
Yes, for sure. Now, let's go through a few of the connections with the Bosselite and Gawler and Trinity that were in that 2007 side. First off, we'll start off with Coach Roy Laird, who's still coaching the club. He's coached seven premierships. He's right up there with the best in the state. He had a season out at Gawler Central. So little known, but a fact that before he sort of joined the Central District, he played for Gawler Central. And then we look at Alan Obbs. He was a South Gawler junior who played in that team, and he ended up at North Melbourne and North Adelaide, and last season was a premiership player with Barossa Districts. Daniel Haverberg, Williston Junior, he kicked 14 goals, one against Norwood in that 2007 season. Fantastic effort, and I always have to laugh. He's the only Central's player to kick 14 goals in a league game. He kicked 14-1, amazingly accurate. Grant Coffey used to have the record, but Grant kicked 13 goals, 8, so he reckons he's a point better.
That's a good call.
It is, it is. And then Charles Slattery, his brother Henry, now coaches Newry Upton. And, of course, Henry was part of the Essendon scandal with the where they all got suspended, unfortunately. Heath Lowy, he came over from Williamstown in Victoria and played in a few premiership for Centrals. He captained South Gawler for a few years. Adam Switala. Now, the connection with Adam is his grandfather, Bob Arnes, was a trainer for many years at South and Williston, and is a life member of both clubs. He's unfortunately recently passed away. Daniel Shell, he was a Trinity student for his final year, and he had a connection at Kapunda, and of course his father and his uncles were all big players down at in the North Eastern Football League. Paul Thomas, we spoke about, he was the captain, and of course he won the McGarry Medal in 2004, went to Essendon in 2005, returned to captain the club in 2006, where Central sort of lost the grand final, and then went on and captained them to all those premierships after that, the four in a row, started in 2007. Ethan Banala played in seven premierships, including 2007, and his uncle, same name, played for Central Districts back in the day as well, but he had a South Gawler connection. Jason Buckets McKenzie. He played up in the North Eastern and BSR, but he came down and played for Kapunda, won a Mount Medal, came to Centrals, played in a heap of premierships, including 2007, and he also won a Jack Odie Medal, went back to play for Kapunda and won another Mount Medal. Amazing career. Scott Dutsky, Tanunda Junior, played in four premierships from 2007. He didn't go back to Tanunda. He actually is with Freeling this year as captain coach. And Chad O'Sullivan, who's a Victorian and played in the West Australian League before he came to Centrals. He's coached a South Gawler. And the amazing thing about Scott and Chad is they coached against each other recently. And I was expecting a little bit of argy-bargy, because in 2009, they had a friendly fire where Chad got cleaned up by Scott and broke his leg. So, yeah, absolutely amazing. Now, Brad Symes, he was a Trinity student. He come from Gawler Central, and he's one of those rare people that have played for the Crows and Port Power. And he was a member the week before the 2007 premiership for Centrals. He played for Port Power against Geelong in the record 119-point loss in the AFL Grand Final. And he won the McGarry Medal as well. And Matty Slade, eight-time premiership player, great rover, Gawler Central champion. So the connection with the Bosselite and Gawler, the local competition and Trinity College, amazing amount of names there from one premiership team.
It is, isn't it? And obviously this is a great drawing area, and it should be, because there are a lot of great clubs here and great footballs played in this region. But I think what I love to see is the actual what people then return back into the sport. And so these guys had great success at Central District's Football Club, and now they've taken that back to the local club so they can also benefit. And I think that's the beauty of football and beauty of being involved in football clubs.
Now, Matty, you were saying that you like John Duckworth, who won the 1979 McGarry Medal. He just played 79 and 80. Did you happen to wear a duffel coat with his number on the back? I'm just interested.
I did, and I got to be honest, I loved playing footy when I was young, and I actually stopped playing footy when I was 17. I wanted to play for Central Districts, but they moved the boundaries on me, and I lived on Bridge Road. I went to Salisbury East High School, and so I just was outside of the area, and I was in North Adelaide. And I tried to get into Centrals, but I don't know if there's still the rule, but they had to pay for you, and they didn't want to pay for me, which is probably fair enough, because I only played a little bit after that. But I did love my footy. And John Duckworth just sort of grabbed my attention. I just loved that he was strong, he was powerful. I just loved the way he attacked the footy. So yes, I had my duffel coat and I had my number 19 on the back. I don't think I still have it, but maybe Mum's put it away somewhere, I don't know.
Was he an inspiration for your career as a hammer thrower? Because you're talking about big and strong?
I don't think hammer throwing, but if I'd gone on to play football, I'm sure he would have. He was at the time, and I even remember running out from like the ruck contest, picking the ball up, and visualising that I was him running down the field. But I was never as good as him. That's for sure.
Well, thank you for listening to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw,
and I'm Sean Carlin.